Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. We do like a drunk test. We take them to like a bar slash hangout area. Right. We invite girls and then we see how they act when they're drunk. That's the biggest test we do. We'll have girls report back. Yo, this guy was weird. He's out. A lot of guys, they come into college. They don't know how to handle their alc. They just make girls uncomfortable.
Penn had a lot of fucked up stuff for sororities. There's this ribbon thing. Each frat member have a certain ribbon. You have to collect three. The secret, the guys only give you a ribbon if you
at our school, like for the guys, you're Thanos if you hit all of the sororities. Do you think they have a stereotype with each Ivy League?
Penn was like party school. Wharton was big there, so it's a lot of like finance bros.
What's Harvard?
Those guys are geniuses.
Cream of the crop, like the best.
In our frat, like we had like a low key, like a look.
He pulls up on it.
I see potential, bro.
For
I
real?
See,
yeah, I see, where? You know? Where you see that?
A little haircut, maybe a little fade on the sides, right?
Hey, we are here with a very special guest today from the 949 podcast.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
We got Megan. Mm-hmm. And Jason to our right.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. You know, I was going to say, as a podcast host myself, this is our first time like going on someone else's podcast.
Oh,
so
for real?
Yeah, so we're honored. We're honored.
Yeah. No, I think when you guys had me on, all right, by the way, you know, if you want to check out the podcast that did on the 949, go, the link will be down below. That was really fun. I had a really good time. The conversation flowed super naturally, and I think those are the best podcasts to come out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, granted, I was in a good mood that day too.
Yeah, that was a good one, bro.
I was in a good mood that day. Yeah. It's crazy that you guys started your podcast from your college frat house.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It's my frat house.
The
yeah.
Dirty frat house.
Yeah. We're kind of embarrassed that because we had a couple guests on already.
Right.
And every time they come, like I'm always so embarrassed because that shit is trash. Yeah. Like my house is, there's holes everywhere. Mm.
Sticky floors.
Yeah, I mean, you could attest to this, but
right. No. It felt like it was an abandoned house.
No, you can't say it like that, though. Yo, I lived there, bro.
yeah, that house was on archive.
Wait, so do you guys go to college together?
No. I go to Cal State Fullerton. Okay, and then I still have a semester left.
Okay. Senior. And wait, Jason, you graduated?
I just graduated from USC.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm back in OC now. Mm-hmm. Just doing my thing.
Okay. So, you guys aren't doing it at the frat house anymore?
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we just moved out.
But but you used to live there with him?
Not me.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I would literally like nervous never for live you. In the house. Yeah.
No. I was the only one disgusting. Out in LA. And then everyone lived in OC, and then they would drive up.
But is 949, is that like the area you guys live in?
Yeah, it's the area code.
Area code.
Irvine.
Area code.
Oh,
Irvine.
Okay. Yeah. Can you give me one thing, like your favorite thing about the area at 949? Like, what's
Irvine?
It known for? Yeah.
I mean, it's known for being just clean, safe, but I honestly hate it. I hate it so much.
Really?
I'm trying to come back to LA.
Really?
There's nothing fun to do. Yeah. Everything closes at like 8 or 9, but it's like the best place to like raise a family. Yeah. Good school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I've had my sights on a couple houses. I mean, granted, it's probably gonna take a couple years for me to settle down.
Yeah, I was about to say.
but no, it's that area is so cute, bro. Yeah. Like something about the sunset in Irvine, I'm like, oh my God, I could look at this every day.
Yeah.
I could be on my rocking chair looking at this.
It's everything is so clean.
Yeah,
there's no trash. Yeah. No homeless people. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
It's a good date spot too.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, you can just go on a walk for real.
Cheap ass date spot. Oh man.
Let me take you to Irvine.
We saw the Barbie movie last night, so I figured it'd be kind of cute if we came Barbie themed, pink themed, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the movie?
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I have not.
What's your thoughts? Ratings?
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah. It's really good. I think everyone should watch. It's so iconic. And like the marketing was so crazy for it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
They did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw that and Oppenheimer.
Me too.
Same day.
Which one did you like better?
Barbie. Oppenheimer was like, it was so long.
Do you have a favorite part in the movie?
Of Barbie?
Yeah.
Anytime Ken came out. Ken, Ken's like little frat boy phase. So funny. Yeah.
Very relatable.
I was actually Team Ken for a good amount of the movie. I feel like he deserved his Mojo Dojo Casa House.
I will say though, like yesterday we were having like long, deep, winded discussions that I couldn't really contribute to because I was, you know, I was thinking about Margot Robbie's her foot arch. Is crazy in that movie. Every time she, I was like, oh.
Nah, she bad, bro.
She is.
Crazy. Yeah, the entire movie is happening, and the whole time Jimmy's head is just, oh, Margot Robbie's foot.
But today's topic, I really want to dive into, since you guys like are still like in college and getting out of college, right, transitioning, I want the topic to kind of revolve around, you know, just a guide for people to navigate through college, right? Okay. Now, what were you guys specifically known for in college?
In college?
Yeah. Ooh. Like a stereotype.
Like the Asian girl in Greek class, I guess.
Were you like the token Asian in your sorority or
no? No, because I wasn't like, I didn't like do too much.
Okay.
Like, but I
so
was,
you weren't too involved.
I wasn't super involved, but I had like, I was like in competition with like Sweetheart for one of the frats.
Sweetheart.
What does that mean?
It's like the main girl for that one frat.
Oh, she was the main character. That's crazy.
Well, I got f***ed over because of my ex. But
is that how you met your ex?
My ex was in that frat.
And there was like a little competition thing.
It was more of like because he was graduating, he didn't want me to involve with it after he left.
Oh, we got a controlling ex.
One thing about her ex, very controlling, jealous. Yeah. For me though, I mean, I was just like I went to USC and then there's like a couple Asian frats.
Uh-huh.
And I was just known as like the ABB. It's not like, honestly, I don't take it negatively when someone calls me that.
Yeah,
honestly just like a description.
Right.
Yeah, and then I started the podcast like my senior year.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I just became known as like the podcast guy.
And the podcast guy.
Yeah.
That goes to USC.
But what about like, so like up until like junior year, sophomore year, you were the ABB guy.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. So how did you make yourself stand out among everybody else in the frat?
In the frat?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like everyone in the frat is kind of like the same, if I have to be honest.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like. ABB is a good description of us.
Okay.
Like, we all like to do the same things, work out, go to raves. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. In terms of like standing out to get into the frat, or?
Yeah, I guess so. Or just like in the eyes of maybe someone that you want to attract. Maybe like there's like a competition of sorts.
You're
right?
Talking about getting girls.
Yeah. If everybody's the same, then how do you stand out?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You didn't have Riz. I feel like you just kind of like gained your Riz now.
Damn, that's crazy.
The thing about these girls in college though, if they're in an Asian sorority, like they're kind of down. I can't lie to you, they're kind of down. Like there's not
you
gonna
don't
be,
even need any Riz.
You gonna need some Riz, but like what I'm trying to say is there's not gonna be virgins in an Asian sorority in SoCal.
That's
you know
a,
what I'm
that's
saying?
A,
like, they're all down. They're all down to have fun.
Right.
Go rave. Go party. Mm-hmm. So like if you're like decent looking,
yeah,
and you got some sort of like social, you know,
cues.
Social, like, yeah, you're good, you're fine.
You guys ever have to reject anybody from coming into the frat because their social cues was just off?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like it, yeah, during like the pledging process.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So after years of fine print getting ripped off by wireless providers, if we learn anything, that there's always a catch. So when I heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just 15 bucks a month, I thought to myself, what's the catch? It all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. This week's podcast was sponsored by Mint Mobile. For anyone who pays their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or a family. Family starts at two lines. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high speed delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with your existing contacts. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. So to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, you could get the plan shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/downbadshow. That's mintmobile.com/downbadshow. So cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/downbadshow. If you guys are paying way more for your phone plan or your phone bill, it does not hurt to switch to a cheaper and premium mobile plan. Thank you.
So you were in an Asian frat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I, at least I went to Penn, UPenn, and the Asian frats there were like known to be so harsh during like hazing.
Yeah, that's like, what I've heard,
like even more than like white frats, right? Was that true for you guys too? Like true. I knew people were like, their knuckles were like bloody from hazing.
My knuckles are clean, but that was because when I pledged, I was, it COVID hit.
Mm.
So then everyone just got sent home. But if the COVID did not hit, my shit would be fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah. So I got lucky.
What was the worst thing you had to do during hazing, if you can talk about it?
So I actually didn't get to the bad part.
Okay.
Okay.
But the worst thing that I did was probably just like swim in a pool, like naked.
Oh.
And then we had like pledge pins and we have to go find them.
Okay.
And it was just super
swim
cold.
Swim naked. Now this is when college was in session, right?
Yeah.
And then is this when like swim class was in session?
No. This is like somebody's like backyard pool.
Oh,
so it's like private. It's not like out.
It's not
the
even that
pool.
Big.
Yeah.
How you prove yourself? Like you, do you record yourself to say you did it?
No. They're there.
Okay.
Like, the actives are there.
Okay. Fair.
Just throwing shit. We would get it and they would throw it back. And we're just like, yeah, it's terrible, bro.
Now, going back to my thing about the cues, right? Like what would be some of the people that auditioned, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any distinct memories of any distinct characters that
like
showed
pledges?
Up? Yeah,
we
pledges.
Had to kick out.
Yeah, that you were like, yeah. Oof.
We do like a drunk test.
Okay.
We take them and like we take them to like a bar/hangout area.
Right.
We invite girls.
Okay.
And then we see how they act when they're drunk.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The biggest test we do.
Okay.
So then we'll actually just kind of be sober and just like we'll have girls like report back like, yo, this guy was weird. He's out.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Out.
Oh, that's a good test.
Yeah, it's a good test.
You kind of do that for like even white people, Greek life. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any stories that came from?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of guys like they come into college like not drinking in high school. So they go crazy right off the bat.
Right.
And then like they don't know how to handle their alc. Mm-hmm. So like they just make girls uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like touching them excessively, you know, like
there's so many dudes do that in college.
Yeah.
Or like in frats so too, especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the girls will report back to you. Don't let him in. Don't let him in.
And this is kind of fucked up to say, but like in our frat, like we had like a low key like a minimum rating.
Because,
you know, we're a social frat.
Yeah.
We don't want no, like,
right.
So, oh, like,
man, they chop. you ever give them, like an analysis or, like, like, hey, man, like maybe not this year, but you know, you should hit the gym for and maybe peer review analysis.
Once they're in.
Okay.
Once they're like, we give them the bid, we'll be like, yo, you need to clear up your skin.
Right, okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you see potential.
Yeah, there's potential. We always look for potential. But,
okay.
You know, there's like guys that just never, you know.
Honestly, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm going to show you a picture, and you let me know if you would let him in the frat. Right.
That's crazy.
Who are you about to show me, bro? Who are you about to show me? All
right, so he pulls up, Roger.
All right,
he pulls up on you.
Yeah.
Pledge week.
Right.
And you know, you give him a bid or?
I see potential, bro.
For
I
real?
See, yeah,
where?
See, you know?
Where do you see that?
A little haircut and then maybe a little fade on the sides, right?
You're getting dropped.
Oh man, yeah. No, you could be honest with me, bro. So there's some guys looking like that.
No, it's cool. It's honestly like. Year. Even if they're ugly, like if they got something else, like they're funny.
Yeah.
That'll pull their weight too. It's not just looks too. Yeah.
Okay. What has been the one guy that's been on the fence? You ever have a guy that you're like? Yeah.
Yeah. We got a guy like that. And every time a guy like he gets a girl, we're always like we clap it up.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, there's always like the personality part. Like his personality is great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why he's in.
I like that. It's a good supportive, you know.
Were you in a frat? Did you go to college? I forgot.
I went to college. Yeah. I joined an interest meeting for a couple frats.
Uh-huh.
And now, mind you, I was in Connecticut.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Now, Connecticut attractiveness versus Southern California attractiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, the scales are
it's different.
Oh. It's like night and day. Connecticut 10s is like a California 5.
No.
Wow,
no way,
that's
no.
Crazy.
No way, it's that big.
As if we had even 10s. We don't even got 10s. At the time, I remember I came from New York City. All the girls in the city were bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to Connecticut. I'm like, oh, God, we got to spend 4 years here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I had no say because I looked like that.
You look like that, yeah. So, you got in looking like that, yeah.
I didn't, like, fully commit to a fraternity. Mm-hmm. I just kind of did my own thing. I was more of a... like to myself, glowed up by myself, and then junior year, that's when I started popping off on like more social life things. Mm-hmm. So like school shows, being the host for school shows, doing like open mics. Mm-hmm. So I started just kind of carving my own little lane in yeah. college.
Yeah.
But what about you?
I didn't do Greek life in college. No. I got rejected from all the I didn't rush for that many sororities. I did like two Asian sororities and a couple of white ones, but all the white ones rejected me.
Alpha Phi.
Honestly, basically just because I was poor, I think.
Damn.
Like the thing was, like, yeah, like the thing for Rush is like you have to have like they're like, what is she wearing? Is it brand? Is it like, yeah. And it was just like, honestly, like you just don't even get a call back if you're not dressed the part.
Yeah.
It's very, yeah. Especially because at UPenn, everyone's like rich, right? So that's kind of like the check mark for them is like, like there are certain sororities at Penn where like you're not even allowed to like once you get in the sorority, you're never allowed to wear sweatpants again. Like if you wear sweatpants, you get kicked from the sorority or you get like a warning because you're supposed to like represent the sorority in a certain way. Yeah, it's like, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then the Asian sororities rejected me because, and it was crazy because they all liked me, like meeting me in person. And like I was friends with a lot of the people, but they rejected me because they said my social media was too much. And it was just because, I don't know, like I just post a lot of shit on like Snapchat. And mind you, this was like private Snapchat too.
Right, right.
But I post stuff like if I go out and like I do something stupid, like I shower with my clothes on, I'll like post that. And then they're like, no, it's just too much. You're like that, like our reputation is online kind of thing.
Oh.
So then they rejected me.
So you were still doing social media when you're in college?
No, but again, like it was a private account. Yeah, it wasn't even a real, like I didn't have followers, but I was just like always, yeah, like chaotic and like out of pocket.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. But it wasn't anything like problematic. It was literally just me going and like, I'm going to jump into, yeah, this pool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were you doing pussy jokes back then?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I feel like for frats, it's like you have to like do a bunch of shit to get in. But for a sorority, you have to have stuff already in order. You have to like meet their check marks to get it.
Okay, so what's some of the check marks?
So like they always ask you like if you're financially okay, because sororities are super expensive.
Right.
You know? Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they also say like there's a big time commitment. Like you have to have Sundays off for meetings all the time. Mm-hmm. You have to have some days off for like philanthropy events and stuff like that. And for sororities, it's different because like it's literally like a 20-minute conversation. It's like first impressions. Mm. If it's good, then you'll get in.
Yeah.
You know? Really?
Yeah.
You don't have a you guys don't huddle up and be like, oh, she not that pretty.
No, we do. Yeah, yeah. Oh. So it's more of like a 3 or 4 day process, you know, and you have to go to every single sorority. So you go to them and you have like a 10-minute conversation, move on to the next girl, 10-minute conversation. Yeah.
It's like a speed date.
It's literally speed dating. Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
I think at Penn that's the first round, but it was like the whole process was like over a month. So even the sororities I like you get a call back and then you do like these individual meet and greets and then you do like individual dinners with like girls in the sorority.
Yeah,
and then and it's like
For us it's like speed dating and then like 30 minute dating.
What was the most fucked up thing you had to do when you were like rushing or like pledging?
Honestly, it wasn't even like fucked up. It's just exhausting. Like you're just talking and talking and talking for hours. Like rush week is like the worst thing ever. Cause like,
what's some of these conversations?
It says, "What's your major? How are you? Like, what's your hobbies?" You know, and you do that like 30 times
fluff,
a day,
you know,
30 times a day. And then like sometimes girls will get their hopes up for some sororities and be super excited about joining them, and then they'll drop them because it has to be a mutual.
Right.
Like, you have to like them, and they have to like you in order to get in.
Yeah.
So then like. I remember I rushed my freshman year, didn't get into the one I wanted, so I completely dropped. And then COVID happened, and then other girls like reached out to me, and I was like, I'll give it a chance. Aww. And it was better for me, because like during COVID, I had a lot more time to like get to know them before I rushed.
Yeah.
Damn. COVID really fucked up the whole college experience for people for quite some time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Penn had a lot of fucked up stuff for sororities too. Yeah. Like the most fucked up thing I think I heard was there was this like one of the sororities, there's this ribbon thing where like the frats, like the cool frats, like each frat member, like the guys have a certain ribbon and mm-hmm. you have to collect like three. So you need to be able to go to three different guys and get them to give you ribbons. But basically like the secret or like right under the surface was like the guys only give you a ribbon if you fuck them.
Yo.
So yeah, so it was basically this thing where like girls went out and like fucked guys from full
cast. So hold on. So you gotta give the trophy to the girls that who don't fuck the guys but still get a ribbon.
Yeah, but it's like those it would girls, be really hard. I don't, because it was just like kind of an unspoken rule, like these guys only do it if you fuck them.
Wow.
So it's really fucked up. Yeah, it was like very, I feel like it was like very misogynistic at Penn in a certain way where like, yeah, like they like force women to like, yeah, like do certain things using their bodies.
I'm more surprised that your actives were cool with that. Because they probably knew like, yo, our pledges have to fuck these guys to get these ribbons.
Honestly?
And they still let you guys do that.
I mean, right? It's just, I think a lot of Greek life can be so problematic because it's like this whole views, like at least at Penn where like some of the Greek life is so traditional, right? But it's like the views of like, oh yeah, like women's values is based off of like being desired by men, right? Yeah. Like even the girls themselves felt cool. Like, oh, the more ribbons I got, right? Like the more guys I fucked.
They wanted it too. Yeah.
Like there's a, that. Like that's, it becomes like kind of a culture.
That's a flex. This, like,
yeah, because vice versa, it's the same for the guys, right? Like, oh, if you are hosting a frat party and you like hit, like you get to, right? And you get to have sex by the night, you're cool. Like everyone's dabbing you up. Mm. Like it just becomes a culture that like, oh, how many women can you fuck?
Really, the culture is flipped where the woman gets praised based on how many guys she's fucked.
Well, no, it's
or
both.
How quickly you get those ribbons.
Yeah.
It's like she knocked three ribbons out the next day, like damn.
I think it's both.
Oh
right?
Yeah, she get a ticket.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
it's
an
like
unspoken thing.
Yeah,
I
but it's
like yeah.
hookup culture in general. But
it's
I,
so
yeah,
promoted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, but damn. At Penn, it's like yeah, like there would be jokes for certain girls in sororities where like oh yeah, she hit every guy in a frat. And it's like
she
it's
got
like,
24
but,
ribbons.
And it's like in a way they're kind of like glorifying it, but they're also making fun of her at the same time. It's both, right? It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't think that's ever a good look for a girl.
No.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never knew about like the East Coast like Greek life. Mm. I only knew about the West Coast.
Well, that's not even East Coast. I feel like that's like Ivy League.
I think there's like a certain toxicity of Ivy Leagues where like everyone wants to stand out so badly because they all just come from these like rich cushy families and it's like how much can I act out, because with the frats too it was shit like I would hear one of my friends where it's like they have this game where you have to, what is it, like you pass the bottle and like you keep drinking and then there's a big trash can in the middle and you have to like and you throw up in there, but basically if you can't keep drinking then you're forced to like drink throw up from the trash can. It was shit like that.
I've heard stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they dunk you into the trash can.
Mm-hmm. At our school, like for the guys, it was more of like a joke. Like you're Thanos if you hit all of the sororities. Like if you get one girl from each sorority, like you're called Thanos. Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all know any Thanoses?
That's crazy.
I know Thanos. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, you a Thanos?
Dude, I am not a Thanos. I'm not a Thanos, bro. That's low key a flex though. Not.
You want to be called Thanos? You can be called
Thanos.
Thanos
is hard, bro. That's kind of hard. Jimmy, that's kind of hard, no?
I don't know. I mean, if you're a guy, if you're like, you know, it's different for guys than it is for
girls.
Yeah,
I think it is different for guys. Yeah.
Why do you guys call it like, oh, that's my brother, sisters, da, da, da. But then you guys end up fucking one another. What's up with that? Right? It's in Greek life to be like, oh, yeah, we're just brothers and we're just sisters. But then y'all end up hooking up. Oh, well, that the terminology a little weird, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean the whole
stuff. Like that is pretty weird.
You're talking about like when you like pick up a little sis.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or
that's my little sis.
Your
fuck?
Big sis. Yeah,
you trying to pipe your little sis? Like, bro.
Yeah, yeah. There's guys out there like that.
Uh huh.
Like they pick up just so they can get close.
Right.
If you
that's
just
crazy, bro.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
Because these girls, like, if you first approach them, they're gonna have that wall up.
Sure,
but
sure,
if you're
sure.
like, yo, let me pick you up, then you get to know each other on like a platonic level first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
then it accelerates to like, oh shit, let's
and,
hook up.
And you know what was crazy is that the dudes be like a junior, senior looking at these freshmen. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's regular.
Oh,
that's regular. That's regular.
It's like, I wonder what the freshman class looked like this year. Like, bro, you a creep, bro. Ain't that a little creepy? Yeah.
It is. But I mean, like, I think it's only creepy if it's like senior and freshman.
Yeah.
There's a lot of junior freshmen that's like no one really bats an eye. Yeah.
I see. Yeah. But does the frat keep those dudes in check? Or y'all be like, oh, word, that's a valid freshman, bro. Yo, this guy. Right? Because I feel like if I was class president, I would call that shit out, bro. Yeah.
Going back to the frat thing.
Yeah.
If it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Where like you notice like your senior friends getting with the freshman.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to call them out.
Right.
But if it's like happening one time, like we're going to laugh at him.
Nothing's going to happen.
That's good though that you like keep people in check. Because like.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of these brats, I feel like, almost encourage the behavior, or they're just like, yeah, like, fine with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was so bad at Penn, but it was to the extent where, like, there are certain frats.
Paying Penn to be like. No,
there were certain frats where it's like, you get an invite, and you have to tell girls, like, hey, don't come. Like, they roofie drinks. Like, they literally roofie drinks at these frats.
No way.
Yeah, especially, like, some of the off-campus frats.
Yeah.
So.
No, there's actually a lot of cases out here in SoCal. I remember back in New York, I was like, I see like Twitter posts blow up because people are like roofing, like date rape people like out here in California.
Some frats have like a known name, you know.
Jesus like, Christ. Yeah. So it's I'm like I don't understand how they continue existing.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I mean,
it's just like it happens so much that like, what are you gonna do? Shut down every frat? You know what I'm saying? It's a really bad thing, and it happens a lot too in SoCal. Yeah. But like,
that's tough.
It just happens so much, and a lot of times it's like open parties.
Yeah.
So it's not even like one of the brothers. It's a random dude that comes to that house and does it. But then everyone thinks it's
associates
the frat,
the frat with.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it sucks because like to Megan's point, it's like I've heard beautiful things too, right? Like, oh, my best friends, like these people that looked out for me. Like there can be such a good bond that's formed, and like. Right, like I think community in general is such a beautiful thing, but it's just sometimes like they're bad actors or like it gets mixed in with like status and clout and games and like it's alcohol like and drugs that it becomes so like like rotten in it. Yeah. So
is now is there a certain level of clout that you get once you've entered a frat or sorority?
Yeah. Yeah, right. There's like rankings for like frats at Greek life.
Okay,
like,
explain the rankings.
Because I wasn't in like Asian Greek life. I was in like white people Greek life. Uh-huh. So like before you even get in, there's like a known like top sorority, top frat, you know? Yeah. So let's say like, honest, I kind of got into one of the top sororities and I feel like that kind of helped me like meet like better guys, like in the better frats, you know what I mean? So like if you're in one of the top sororities, you're most likely going to hang out with the top guys at the top frats. You know?
And they like the football players, or they're like, what do you mean better? Define better.
They're just better looking, more money, you know, like, and like each fraternity, even at like a place has a name, like, oh, the best is Pike, best is Dika, you know what I mean? So it's just like a name thing too, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, where does frat rank in terms of like overall college clout, right? Because I feel like the athletes get like number one, number two.
I mean, at a school like USC, athletes are number one.
Number one go to.
Honestly, you don't even see them out because they'd be going to like the other LA parties, like the influencer parties.
Okay. Okay.
They don't come into the actual on the road parties.
Yeah. It's pretty separate, I feel like. Yeah. Athletes and frats don't really like
mix. I see.
Even at our school.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is kind of a separate question, but do you feel like you saw the cheerleader effect being true?
Oh my God.
With like sororities where like.
So true.
Or like for frats too. Like, is there a version of that for frats too?
Yeah.
You're saying like if you look at a group of girls, they all look pretty.
Yeah. And then you look at them individually and they just get
Like, oh yeah. Yeah. Like, especially if it's like a top frat, it's just like, okay, they're automatically all hot.
Kind of like, like you meet somebody in like the top frat and you hear that they're in like. Sikai or something, you know what I mean? It just kind of adds a little like extra points, but I mean,
damn,
yeah.
I think that happens more in like the white sorority, white Greek life.
Mm-hmm.
Asian, it's not really like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is like the biggest differences between like an Asian and white fraternity?
Like with like white people Greek life, it's like it's been going on for like hundreds of years. Right. You know what I mean? So like each one has like their own traditions, their own initiation, like meeting, like before meeting, we have a special like saying we have to say, no one can hear, no one can go to a specific room, you know? So I feel like it's more like traditional and more like, you know what, like, this has been going on for a long time. You can't really say shit because we've been doing it for this many years.
I see. You know, I see.
So, like, the one thing I didn't like was, like, I didn't like certain, like, I didn't want to go to every meeting. There was a point system, too. So, like, if you don't go to some stuff, you can't even go because you don't have enough points. So then that just bothered me because I'm like, why do I have to do this to do that, you know? But it's, like, in the bylaws, you know?
I see.
I think it's, like, what she was saying. White Greek life, money, your class, like all that, that matters.
Yeah.
For Asian, it's like, yo, you're just trying to hang out with your boys.
Aww. Okay.
Yeah. It's I was never looking at if a guy was like poor or rich or anything like that.
Yeah.
We never accepted a guy based on that either.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Y'all accepted it, guys based on potential.
Yeah.
Like, yo, can this be a future king right here?
How much were dues for your sorority or like frat?
I mean, I went to like state school, like Cal State Fullerton, so it wasn't that bad, but I think I paid like 1,200 a semester, 1,500.
USC, if you're at like the white ones, it's like 3K a semester.
It's
really
for the Asian ones, it's probably like 500.
That's such a difference. Penn was like 4K a semester.
Yeah. But you know, they get their like own cooks. You know,
they do.
Yeah,
they do private chefs.
Like,
unnecessary to be H. Like, why are you as an 18-year-old needing a private chef?
Private chef, yeah. They have
like, what have you done in life?
Yeah, go figure out what the fuck.
Yeah. Go do something.
Yeah, you don't even flush your toilet and you have a private chef. That's crazy.
It's kind of like pretty privileged. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like that in Greek life. Yeah. And like, sororities are so much more expensive than frats too, which suck. Yeah.
Nah, frats got money. The frats at USC, they have like 200K to play with.
That's true.
How am I gonna plan this party with 200K?
They
hire artists, they hire DJs.
That's true. Cases
of alcohol.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I will give it to frat formals. Yeah. Like, I loved going to frat formals. Same. And it was kind of sad, actually, because I remember, like, high school, you know, like, prom is the one thing you look forward to high school. Like,
formals in college is what you would look forward to.
No, but yeah, like, my high school, like, all 4 years, we spent, like, fundraising, saving up to have, like, one prom. And it was, like, mid. And then I go to college, and like the first frat formal I attend was like literally better than my prom. And I was like, Jesus Christ. It's just like
how'd
the level.
How'd you get asked out? How'd you? Who's the guy?
Tinder match.
Yeah,
it's great. It's so interesting how many like frat guys use asking as a frat form. Like, yeah, it's the college way of being like Netflix and chill, basically. Do you want to go to my frat formal with me? Basically means like,
That would be the first date. It would just be the formal.
Yeah, but like, I literally match with people that are like, they're just like, hey, I'm looking for a date, and I'm like, okay.
Low key, that's good though, because that's like something you want to do too, right?
Like, it's better than the formal.
Yeah, it's
better. Oh, I agree. No, those were fun. Although they're more fun when it was like with a partner than like with a stranger.
Yeah.
But I imagine for a first date, I want to take a fucking walk. Right?
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
but like, yo, you are dressed up, like a formal. I feel like that's such an upscale event for a first date.
Honestly,
a huge commitment.
Like, the formals were like, I think, the peak of Greek life. Because like, our frats went to like Vegas or Havasu, and we didn't have to pay anything, you know?
To Vegas?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So nice.
The only thing for me was like, I'd have to, it was almost like if you say yes to a date, they literally expect that you like, it's as if you said yes to them fucking.
It was almost like
I go to frat formal sometimes and I'd have to like not drink too much and literally defend myself from my date. Cause sometimes they start like, being all over you on the dance floor. And I'm like, whoa, I like, right? Like, this is literally our first time hanging out. Like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And
they
like,
don't respect?
No.
That's crazy. I mean,
some people were really nice, and then, but some guys, I literally would have to like call a friend to like get me out.
Kept
trying to get me to drink more shots. Like, some dudes were
y'all
so
ever
aggressive.
Had a call a friend moment? Or like,
I mean, not me, maybe her.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's the same thing with like, especially like our formals, they're like out of town.
Right.
So you're staying at a hotel room, you know what I mean? So it's kind of
so you gotta
expected.
Be even more comfortable with the guy.
Yeah. But I mean, I got lucky because like a lot of times I went, it was like with my guy friends because they didn't like have a specific date either. So it'd just be like a group of like me and my roommates, all three of us go with like three other roommates.
Oh, so it'd be a platonic date.
Yeah, you could go like as platonic.
Platonic. But you know the guys be,
the guys will want to use the formal slide.
They're my friend.
You know the guys will slide. I told Megan this, bro. I said there's no way 8 of your guy friends are all friends. There's absolutely no way.
My curiosity is how they would try to slide despite being platonic on a formal type setting, right? Is there little moments like, hey, they're doing ballet dances on the floor?
I can't lie. If a girl says yes to a formals, it's kind of implied that, okay, she's kind of down.
Especially if it's like stranger.
For something.
Or like someone you don't know as well. Yeah.
Because you know, you're looking cute. You're looking good together. You're taking pics. You're drinking. So like, honestly, yeah, it's an exciting like time.
But for your guy friends, it has all stayed platonic.
Oh, it's staying platonic.
Was there ever an awkward moment where he was like...
No, like, I feel like girls kind of know, too, if they're trying to, so we'll just, like, stay away a little bit more.
How do you put those boundaries?
So, like, especially if, like...
Especially when you're, like, five shots in.
We're in a hotel room, too, so, like, if anything, like, if we kind of suspect that the guy's trying to make a move, we'll, like, leave early and sleep on the bed together, like, right next to each other. So they can't sleep next to us.
Sleep next to each other?
Like the girls.
Oh, the girls.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
But I mean, like, honestly, the guys know, too, that it's, like, a friend thing.
Okay, cool.
They have more social cues, I feel like.
Hopefully. Oh, man. Jason being the group chat, like, damn. It's an L.
She's sleeping in my bed.
I don't do that shit, bro. I'm straight up.
Yeah.
Megan, you still think that your friends are not trying to like be with you?
No.
Are you trying to act oblivious to it or what?
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's what
I'm talking about. Let her have faith in her male friendships.
Yeah, but I know guys. I mean, we know guys. We know guys.
The second you lean on my shoulder.
Right.
Now I gotta get away from
G. Yeah, this isn't the time. Like, guys can't have girlfriends.
All right.
Hey, you a man to me, all right? There's a difference.
You say that till the white toenails come out.
She got you, bro. Huh? Yeah, she got you right there.
I know. Once they come out, I'll be like, stay focused. Stay locked in.
Do you guys think there's like a post-college version of frat form? Or like, right, like frat formals being a way to ask a girl out and then try to get with her?
Like outside of college now?
Yeah. Or is that really just like a college-specific phenomenon?
I feel like that's college-specific, but if anything, I would say is like, let's say you go to the bars every weekend, you're gonna see the same people all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So but a bar setting is very different. Oh, maybe a wedding. I feel like a wedding is the adult version of college formals.
It could be. Oh yeah, yeah.
Wedding seems like a great place to hook up. I'm not gonna lie. Like if you're single, if you go to a wedding and you're single, and like you just watch love unfold in front of you, and you're drunk like and getting down, and you're all in hotel rooms because you're in some beautiful place for a wedding. Right.
That's perfect. Honestly.
I haven't been to a wedding in years though, so like I need to experience.
Have you hooked up at a wedding?
No.
Oh, you're right though.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point.
Have you hooked up at a wedding?
Yeah.
Like with someone you met?
No, I mean with a girlfriend.
Oh. Because
you can feel that energy in the air, you know? Mm. Yeah, and then you hit the after party, right? Everyone's dancing.
Yeah.
Maybe the equivalent is like music festivals. Like taking raves? I feel like raves.
Yeah, raves, especially in Greek life. Like, oh, fucking EDC is coming up.
Yeah, you're kind of.
That's what Jimmy did. Yeah. His matches. Like, hey, I want to pull up to EDC.
Bro, you're a loser, bro.
Wait, what? What's up?
You're a loser, bro.
No,
I feel like you can get girls without Hinge, bro.
Wait, hold on. One more time.
No, I was joking, or I was making fun of how you, like, right, remember you telling girls to come up to, like, pull up to EDC, your matches on, like, Hinge and stuff?
There was one. I told you guys this story. I think so, right?
I did a situation, escape. That was, like, escape for me.
Right.
Oh, off Hinge.
No. Remember on my escape, I asked one of your guys, remember?
And oh, yeah,
like,
but that's...
like, first time.
Yeah, but that wasn't off Hinge though. That was just like a mutual friend.
No, no, no. Oh, I feel like if I'm a single man, I'm expanding all my options. I'm hitting on the girl in the group that's, you know, that's flirting back. I'm on Hinge. I'm texting my ex.
He's gotta do what he's gotta do.
I was there for that. I did see that.
I didn't finish. Uh-huh. You know, there's another girl that I brought. EDC is a long, it's a marathon. It's a marathon, not a race.
Yes, that's crazy. That's crazy. You had all these options and plan Bs and Cs and Ds, and you still went home alone.
Oh. He went home alone?
Wait a second.
Yo, he went home alone?
All the nights of EDCs. You weren't hooking
except
up.
Except for the last.
Yeah, talk your shit, man. Last night was a good night.
You were saving it for the last.
Yeah, yeah, I was saving it for the right.
Okay, but what I mean is, I think those are the equivalents of like formals for adults, right? It's like, hey, do you want to go to this concert or show or whatever with me? Did you? You didn't pay for the tickets, did you?
Pay for whose?
Like any of the girls you were like asking. Like, were you like, I'll cover your ticket? No, like, I think that's a move. I think that's
yeah.
No, that makes sense. If a guy invited me to a concert and was like, yeah, I'll cover you, like, I'd go. Sure. And then he can make a move and then I'll go home.
Reap the benefits.
He could try. No, but he's allowed to make his move. He's
okay.
Yeah. Respectfully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just got to play your cards right.
Exactly. No, that's true. I'm messing with Jimmy, but Jimmy had really good riz at EDC. Actually, I was like mind blown. I was watching this man with like women like on both arms, like he's laying on one woman's lap, another one is like over him, they're both like caressing him. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
No, Jimmy got riz. Hey, I saw you at the little party we went to.
What, the North Star?
North Star party.
Who did I try to... Oh, shit.
We ain't gonna say no names.
Oh, I did.
What is this story?
Hey, but I saw that, though. He had a little move right there.
I did.
I personally didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a dark spot.
It wasn't that dark, bro.
Oh my god.
It was a fun party, though.
Really fun party. Real fun for you, bro.
Did you get tossed in the pool, too?
Nah, you guys left.
Yeah, we left.
You got tossed in the pool?
I got you. This motherfucker tossed me. He instigated the toss. Oh my god.
That was fun, though.
It was fun.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people there. It was a nice house, too.
Yeah. No. I'll give it to the North Star boys. Yeah, they know how to throw down.
Anything happened after that night?
I got tossed in the pool, bro.
Come on now.
I got tossed in the pool.
Jimmy's celibate.
I'm celibate, actually.
Man, everyone's saying they celibate.
I'm abstinent.
We just filmed with Wu Talk.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
He inspired the celibacy, actually.
Wow. Are you celibate or abstinent? So abstinence, like you're just, it's like, it's not for religious purposes. You're just refraining.
Oh, the abstinence.
Okay.
Is there a reason why?
There's a couple reasons, but I think mostly was due to, I think I could just get more things done when there was a lot of chaos that unfolded. Recently.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot of chaos with women, and I'm just like, this is
clouding my judgment.
Clouding my judgment.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of the main reasons I stopped.
So you know,
does that mean like no more dates either? Like
no more dates.
Like, like not even like jerking off, nothing like
nope.
that.
Nope. I rubbed one out. Sometime recently.
I'm still going on dates, but I'm not doing anything.
You going on dates? That you not? But I'm you not. Still, you still no, no, giving no. into your no. pleasures?
Okay,
kind
but
of.
How long have you been asking it?
A month.
Okay. See, I'm 5.5 months.
Okay.
I think for her, it's more like you're just waiting for the right guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm also like, it's just self control.
Yeah. How is this self control when you swipe in and you're like, yes, I want
to
take
me
out.
No, but I'm not like, you know, like if I wanted to, I could, but I'm not doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, you're still looking at cute boys. You seen, you know, you're still flirting with
that
them.
That is true. You are going on like a lot of dates.
It's still giving you like, you know, little butterflies here and there.
Yeah, but it's abstinence from sex, not from dates.
No.
Attention. I could get attention.
Exactly.
But I'm not like trying to instigate anything.
Wait, I have a question for you. You were saying like, yeah, like you relate to the clouding your judgment. What is, yeah, what do you feel like is the craziest or dumbest thing you've ever done for a man?
I haven't like done anything like crazy, but I'll like switch around plans just to see him. You know, I'll be like, oh, I'm free, even though I'm not really free. But then I'll just like say I'm free.
Yeah.
Or
what about what about you, Jason? Craziest thing you've ever done for pussy?
Fuck.
So you seem like a pretty level-headed dude.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. But recently, you know how I moved back to the mama crib,
right?
So I can't be fucking at the mama crib.
I mean, you could.
No, I can't.
You know, after hours,
my house is like very. It's open. Like you can hear everything.
Okay.
So just be quiet.
There's no basement. There's
no basement. Damn. And I got in trouble too for fucking because my mom heard. So I'm not trying to do that again.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it was like disrespectful, low key.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, yeah, dude. I just like went to the pool and shit. Like,
do you have that type of relationship with your mom where you could talk about girlfriends and whatnot?
Because
I mean, I feel like now I get some leeway with my mom after I like reconnected with her.
Yeah, same with my mom too. Now I've opened up more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and maybe, you know, turn up the music a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Also, why are you making it so loud, bro?
It's not even. It's
you know, like part of the fun is about staying silent while fuck.
No, I feel you, but it's the positioning of the rooms. Cause my mom's got a room on the first floor,
uh-huh.
And it just so happens my room's directly on the second floor, like on top.
Right.
I see.
So whatever movement she's hearing, it's not. Yeah, it's just bad look.
To be fair, usually the loudness is on the girl's part.
Yeah.
And if it's on her part, that just means you're doing it.
Well, no. Or it's on the thrusting.
It's so, the thrusting.
If you got some power thrust,
that's true.
You know, the best friend it's going crazy, right?
Wait, so you said you went to the pool? Whose pool?
It in the pool?
Yeah, so going back to like how down bad I got for some. Yeah, so like we can't do it at my house.
Yeah.
So after hours, we just went to the pool.
Your pool?
Like the public pool?
Public pool, yeah.
A public pool.
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
Wow.
No, like it just like outside.
In the pool?
Not in the pool. Like,
oh, damn.
Like, it was just
y'all must have been like driving around looking for a spot, huh?
He's like, oh, she's one of those things.
It's just a pool we go to. There's no security like running around.
Oh, so this was a spot that you picked, like you knew.
Yeah, it's Irvine.
Okay. You got a couple like discreet spots around Irvine.
Yeah, a little corner spot.
Damn, that's the girls ever call you out? Like, oh, you must take all your girls here, huh?
No. That was my first time ever doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's honestly, like, it's actually a very normal thing in Asia. So I studied abroad in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a thing where there are spots where people fuck. Because everyone lives with their parents. Into their late 20s.
Yeah.
And they cannot fuck at home. Mm-hmm. So it's a normal to literally, like, fuck behind the stairway. Like, fuck behind, like, dark spots at night. Yeah, or like motels, but
yeah.
And my one biggest like pet peeve or turnoff is car sex. I hate that shit.
Really?
So, and she hates it too.
Okay.
So we're not doing that.
What about car sex? That's
it's just too small, too tight. Like it's like
you driving. That's part of the fun though. You know. Uh-huh.
Not if you're driving a Range Rover. You doing Toyota Priuses?
Yeah, you know I'm driving the Hyundai.
Okay.
Shit,
okay.
You know
yeah.
So
right.
Space like that. But, high school is cool, like to do it in the car. That's a flex, but you know when you're grown,
yeah,
you're getting in the car.
You want to do a hotel room. Yeah, you want a proper setting.
I feel that.
Damn,
that's true.
My first time was in a car.
Damn, hotel sex is so good.
It's
so
amazing.
Does anyone need hotel sex? Is there any like?
No. So
place that's better.
Sometimes I would just book a hotel just to have sex.
Oh,
yeah.
Respect.
Oh yeah.
So wow. Respect.
Yeah. Something about like the ambiance. Like, somewhere else.
Feel a little prostitute-y a little bit.
But I think that's the attraction too, like
specifically for some, it feels like she's like because she popped into the hotel before me and then they were like, oh, we're expecting you, is this for Mr. Zhang?
Wait, what?
And then she's like, I'm here for Mr. Zhang. Like, don't that feel like a little Pretty Woman? You ever seen Pretty Woman? Oh, it's about a man who starts dating a prostitute, and then they met at a hotel, and it's just that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's very,
it's like
you know,
a setup.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of hot too, bro. Like that role play.
Yeah. Right. I am Mr. Zhang. Yeah.
No, there is something hot about like, yeah, I'm going here for the purpose of sex.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Or you get excited to do it right when you get into the hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to christen it.
Have to. Vegas too. Vegas. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, looking out nighttime, you looking at the skyline. Oh. Yeah.
It's a beautiful, crazy. Beautiful view.
Yeah.
You're in Vegas too.
Now in Vegas, it's a little interesting sometimes. Typically, you go to Vegas with a group of homies, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever get into like awkward run-ins with like, you know, the room situation? Maybe y'all share a room with like 10 other people, yeah. And y'all have to like do it in the bathroom, mm-hmm. And you gotta come up. One of those, you know, sessions.
I haven't even been to Vegas like that many times.
No.
It's the shower, bro.
It's a shower. You hit the shower.
Yeah, you gotta turn that bitch on real loud. You know what I'm saying? Even the faucet too. Yeah, you just hit it in there.
Even our last Vegas trip, Edison and Kira were like, man, how are we supposed to do this? People are always in our fucking room.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. I would not. That's why I got my own room.
You got your own shit. Yeah. Good move. There was like a designated. Yeah. Our friend had a designated room that everybody would always chill at.
Yeah.
Right. Like after EDC.
Designated room needs to be a single person's room. It can't be a couple's room.
Yeah, it's got to be a single man's room.
Yeah.
Because then you get the girls into your room.
Facts, which is the move I pulled on the last night.
Oh,
yeah.
See, he did go home alone.
I was like, oh yeah, you know, maybe we shouldn't like let them get some privacy. All right, this couple had it hard.
Blame it on them.
So come to my room and give them some privacy. Got an extra room in my
Was that bed. A random girl or what?
No, it was a girl in the squad.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the best, bro.
It is. Yeah, it is.
You're already hanging out together.
Yeah. It was cool.
I like this dynamic though. It's like a sibling dynamic you guys.
So enough with the white toenail shit. That's weird.
No, I genuinely thought though when I first saw you guys on the pod, like you guys had a little chemistry going.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we fuck all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Sexual chemistry, right? Yep.
No, I honestly would believe it.
Yeah,
I would believe
that we fuck.
Yes.
If you touch me, I would throw up on the spot.
Okay,
I would
hold on.
wait, don't throw my boy like that.
Ain't gonna gotta be that far.
0 to 100, real quick. All
right, man, just like it's not that bad. All right, you said you do it for 10 million, or we were stuck on an island.
That's a completely different situation.
Yo, that's a high number.
That's why I'm saying
10 million.
Did I say 10? I don't believe that.
Or like one? What?
Nah, it was. I think
100K?
It was higher. Nah.
It was higher?
I would not know.
You are.
I would
really?
Not cheat on John for 100K.
Okay. If you were single.
Yeah.
If
I was single?
Oh, free.
Yes.
I'll be in there easy.
Yeah, come on.
I'll be in there quick.
Stuck on an island is free. That's free. Come on.
If we're stuck on an island, that's different.
And we got to procreate.
I got to go on somehow.
Huh? Yeah. But you know what's crazy? She's not even going to the surface to check if there's any more people left. She'd be like, yeah, we should do this. Yeah. She's not calling.
Wakes up on the island. All right, I'm ready.
Like, yo, there are other life on the island. Yeah.
I'm joking. Okay, so you guys are also really good friends, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good segue.
Super platonic?
No.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, why'd she say, yeah, you laugh? Yeah. She's, whoa.
It's like passion, you know, she has.
Yeah, right now, platonic friends.
Oh, right now. So in the future, there's a future for you.
Past tense.
Wow. Is that, can I talk, is that weird at all?
Is that tea that could be shared?
No, we can talk about it.
I mean, nothing actually physically happened.
Okay.
You know?
Like little crushes or something?
Yeah.
One of these.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, man, you said example. Show the fuck out. Just show them. Just show the people how.
It's a demonstration. Yeah.
Oh, no. Where's the acting? Is that we're actors?
No. Me and Megan had a moment like probably like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's recent.
Yeah.
What's the moment?
Okay, you could say.
No, like for our viewers, like we have this thing called Jagan. Jason and Megan. And it was actually
They shipping y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or it was like, it was coined by our other co-host, but like, she, ever since she like coined it,
it just like, kind of like stuck.
That's true.
And also like, you know, she would hang out. Like, ever since she got on the pod, she would hang out with me and my friends a lot.
Right.
So we just spent a lot of time together.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then that Jagan turned into the, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, we'd have a good ship name. Remy?
Remy?
Yeah.
Remy?
Little Remy. Josie? I
like Josie. Josie's a real name.
Remy is like Rim.
Remy is better. Remy is better.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Josie?
Yeah. Damn.
Give me a Remy.
Yeah, I do you guys like that when you guys get shipped by everybody?
I think it it definitely heightens stuff, you know? Yeah. But
you think about it, it's like, could why we? Not? Yeah. It's like, why
people
not?
People instigating it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everywhere.
Well, okay, I'm curious now, why not?
I think we're not compatible like that. Personality-wise, too, and like, he met someone too, you know.
Mm. No, that's smart. You guys are really like mature about this stuff. Like it's just like it happens.
I didn't know you were dating someone.
Yeah.
We've been dating like 4 months now.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of new.
Fresh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of new. Mm-hmm. What does he think about this? That situation.
Oh, we cool. We bonded over EDC. Oh, okay, I feel like once you know you meet the boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a level of like respect we want.
John actually really loves Jimmy, so we all hang out a lot. And that's like, good, John is also used to me being me, as in I make sex jokes with all of my friends all of the time.
Okay.
Like I any friend I see, I'm like, yeah, Gabe, I'm fucking you today, you know. Gabe's used to it. But anyways, John was actually complimenting you yesterday because we went to the movies. We all went to the movies yesterday, and John was like, I love hanging out with Jimmy because every time I'm with Jimmy, he agrees that you're the problem.
I mean, like, you are the problem.
Yeah, John's like, Jimmy takes my side.
You are the problem.
Do you think like being in the relationship has affected you being on the pod at all in any way?
I don't think so.
No.
I think people flirt with me less, but I haven't flirted any less.
Yeah.
Like people it's so interesting to me where like, how do I phrase this? It's almost like, I don't know, like if I'm single and I'm not interested in you, like people flirt anyways and they're like, well, it's a joke or it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you have a boyfriend, then they don't. And it's like they respected your boyfriend more than they respect you.
I think they respect the parameters of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
More so than, I guess, your boundaries.
I feel like as a guy,
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but it's like, the parameters of my relationship are like, John is fine with like, you can flirt, you can say whatever. It's all jokes. Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy's like being a little delusional and thinking they have a chance.
Yeah.
When you're single, you know, even if you're rejecting them.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, your boyfriend, because you're pretty outspoken about like the sex stuff.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah. See, that's my thing is like, if I were to get into a relationship right now, I feel like I would like die down everything I said. Just like me, like personally thinking as a person. Yeah.
You do whatever makes you feel comfortable in your relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think it was always very clear for me. And I think any guy that gets with me too, like, would know, right? Like, if you're about to get with me, you know, like, I do the podcast, I make sex jokes online. Like, I'm very public with all the stuff
That's true. They know what they're signing up for.
Yeah, so they have to kind of be okay with it even before. Because I'm like, I'm not going to change for a man.
Yeah.
I think, though, I really think your partners get used to it over time, too. Mm-hmm. Like, my last ex, we dated 2.5 years. And, like, at first, it'd be, like, every tweet I had, I'd, like, have to show it to him ahead of time.
That's crazy.
Like, also, my tweets are crazy, though. Like, I'm talking about, like...
I've seen a couple.
You get it. But like 3 months into the relationship, like at some point I was tweeting shit like, who's gonna fuck me raw like tonight? And like, he doesn't even bat an eye. He's just like, oh yeah, that's normal.
Now that you know you guys got some, you know, some following off the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure like guys have slid into your
DMs.
Has it gone anywhere ever?
I've gone on dates.
Yeah, from the DMs.
I've gone on two.
Two.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like someone just DM requesting you and you're like, okay, let's go.
Well, I look at them. Obviously.
Right.
I mean, I've given a chance and it's only gone one date, but.
Was it good?
It's whatever.
It's whatever.
I mean, honestly, I kind of like it.
He was doing walks with you?
Huh?
He was doing walks with you in Irvine?
Yeah, I mean, we do walks. We met at dinner or something. But it's like, sometimes, like, they'll like, ask me out on a date, and yeah. I think that they don't know I'm on the podcast, to be honest. And then they'll like kind of bring it up. I saw this clip.
That means they knew from the start.
Yeah, they knew from the start. Yeah.
Did that turn you off a little bit or not?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
TBH.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of like meeting someone that doesn't know anything.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. Obviously, but I mean, I can't pick and choose whatever I want.
Right. Because maybe there's a strong suitor that comes into the DMs.
Yeah.
Right? What are the qualities that you look for? Like just tall, dark, and handsome? Or like what?
They look cute.
They look cute. Oh, wow. Okay.
They look cute. They're tall. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And like where they take me on the day, I like.
Where?
The one guy took me, he like has a stick shift car. And it's like one of those nice like race car driving cars.
Oh.
So he took me to the mountains and like go.
Damn, you trusted a man to take you to the mountains on a first
Well, this was like second.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then took me all the way to the top. Hung out, like saw the view. It was actually really nice. Yeah,
that's cute.
And like I like guys that drive stick.
That do one of these things.
Yeah. I think it's more attractive. So okay. Then I was just like sitting by. Like we're going. I felt like Cars. You know, like like McQueen and
I know
what
exactly we're talking about.
So I felt like that was super cute, and then we just got dinner after.
Damn, what is it about the shift? Because I drive with one hand. Like, the other hand could do some other things. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. A guy that could drive stick is so hot, I feel like.
Wow, damn.
Yeah,
I never got that attraction. But...
Right?
No, I don't relate either.
Yeah. I kind of like car guys.
Car guys? Mm-hmm. If they drive a nice car?
Drive a nice car, yeah, that's a plus. Honestly, I mean, I'm not like, oh, because you don't drive a nice car, I'm not going to talk
sure. But do you have a radar? Like, ooh. Because sometimes I can't tell if a car is like... Like you could buy it used, but and it'd be like $30,000.
If it's clean, that's all that matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, I don't care if you drive.
Dirty
like,
car is such a.
Yeah. But I have a weird track record with guys who drive stick.
Okay.
She about to get like way more DMs now.
Right.
You just exposed that. You go on dates.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, I drive stick.
Yeah.
I have one too.
Do you have a weird. Quirk from a guy that actually no, her thing is just Ivy Leagues.
I was gonna say I like men that are like dorky and awkward. I love men in STEM. Like when I found out my boyfriend like computer science at Harvard.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Ivy Leaguers.
Yeah. My legs are open.
Yep. Immediately.
I totally get that. If a guy told me they went to Harvard.
Fucking PTSD.
PTSD.
PTSD. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Why is this PTSD?
Because my ex, like, immediately the two guys that she got with after me was guys from Harvard.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you think it's just because they were in Harvard?
Huh? Like yeah.
A Harvard fetish or something?
Huh? That's yeah. Crazy. And then it's something. Yeah. A Harvard fetish. Yeah. If you could
crazy.
Call it. Yeah. I think. Or maybe I was just. Maybe I'm dumb. Nah. Maybe it's just
it's interesting.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if I was a girl, I would logically just go for someone that went from Harvard because you know they're gonna do something good in life, probably.
Likely have a good job. Yeah. It's like correlated with a lot of good things.
Yeah.
It's interesting though. There are certain Ivy League men that I will swipe left on.
Okay.
Like I actually hate like Penn men because I think I just associate it with the guys I knew at Penn,
yeah.
And I'm like. Or like, yeah, I actually think the Ivy League correlation sometimes is like with guys I've been with. Like every Harvard guy I've been with, somehow great in bed.
Really?
Smart. Yeah.
Really?
Do you think they have a stereotype with each Ivy League?
Yeah, I think so. Like Penn was like party school kind of.
Party school.
And like Wharton was big there, so it's a lot of like kind of like finance bros kind of types.
Columbia.
Mm-mm. Oh, Columbia meant hot.
Hot? Really?
Green blood. Green blood.
Okay. MIT?
No.
No.
No. I had a terrible experience with that MIT guy.
Stanford.
Oh, green flag.
Green flag.
Green flag,
What about you?
Like, it's like preppy bitches. Like, even the men. Like, the men are like these preppy, like, stuck-up bitches.
And then Harvard. What's Harvard?
Harvard is just like, I genuinely think, like, those guys are geniuses.
Cream of the crop. Like, the best.
Like it's actually really hard to get. Like, I think there are a lot of Ivy Leagues where you can, like, not be that smart and just have money and like... And be able to get in through connections
But
Harvard, I actually think like you have like a lot of them are rich obviously, but you have to be smart too.
Yeah.
Don't you think they lack like social cues and social awareness and stuff like that? Sometimes.
Yeah, and like sometimes obviously like there are the guys that are the, like, dicks, right? Like, they think they're the shit because they went to Harvard. Yeah.
But isn't a lot of Ivy Leagues like that? They think.
Yeah.
They're a little...
Yeah. So you're saying you prefer those book smart kind of people over like the street smart?
Like if a man is the reason why I was so into my boyfriend, where he's like, yeah, like super smart at Harvard, like top of his class. But I meet this guy in person and he's like stuttering in front of me. And I'm like, ah, you know, it's like if you have all these things, but you're giving me version, I'm into it. Yeah. That makes sense. Like he's not a player. I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm the opposite. I need you to be street smart. Even if you're like mid book smart, if you're like super. Yeah. Oh, if you're like super like street smart, I think that's so much more attractive. Oh.
No, he's street smart. He's just bad with girls. But that's a green flag for me. I'm like into it. Okay. You don't know how to talk to me, we can have sex.
What about versions. She loves versions. She loves versions. Innocent. Which is crazy. I wish, you know, there was more girls like that in Connecticut, but there wasn't.
I feel like that's the... normally, it's like girls want guys with experience over...
Typically. Non-experience. Yeah. What about you?
I would like a guy with experience.
With experience?
Yeah.
Like, if he was giving off virgin energy, it's not attractive at all.
Not as much. I like a guy who's confident, who knows what they're doing. You know, assertive.
That's most girls. Where do you rank?
What do I rank?
If you were to rank your own confident level.
Yeah.
Your own little Riz level.
Riz level?
You give a ranking and then Megan, you give him the ranking. Ooh.
Riz ranking? Like.
Yeah.
Like how would you rate like his confidence, like his street smarts, like all those things? Like, you know?
I think it's definitely gotten better after college, being in the frat and even the podcast.
Yeah.
So right now I'd say like maybe 7.58.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say 8 too.
8?
Yeah. Jason, if he wants it, he's going to get it.
Like, That's what's up.
And I think if I can lock down the date, the hardest part for me is the messaging part. I hate the DMs.
Yeah.
If I can lock down that date,
I'm
pretty confident that I can show a good time.
Right.
Like, we're going to laugh, you know, have a good time.
Yeah.
What would you guys rate Jimmy?
Jimmy? I say 8 too.
Yeah.
I've seen him in action. And he's got a lot of practice too. Like some of those videos, I would be like stuttering. Like
That's true.
I don't know how you did the Angela White one. I would be like so like starstruck. Like
there was a lot of videos where I've accumulated practice over the years.
It's been
straight.
What about Rosie's?
She don't got Riz.
No Riz.
She don't got.
She got Riz.
Wait, you have Riz? Do you think you have Riz?
I think I have girl Riz.
If you were crushing on a guy, you would get, because girl Riz.
I love my dates.
No.
It's way different.
It's different. You have girl Riz if you could get the guy to commit to you.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You don't have Riz if you just fuck him. Anybody could just fuck a guy.
I think I have Riz because I can get dates. And this is not sex.
Anybody get dates?
Do I have Riz?
Well, Megan can get like pretty much any guy she wants, to be honest. Ooh. We'll go out to the club and she'll just point one out. Point one out, like, oh, he's cute. And then like they're dancing.
I feel like I could just hold a good conversation.
Look at you. Okay, see, I have no club Riz.
Club Riz is a lot of just physical attraction though.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a lot of like looking, a lot of touching, a lot of brushes. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I can't, no.
Did you wait. So I'm guessing your boyfriend then he like hit on you?
Yeah, he pursued me for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Really cute. Mm-hmm.
Riz on her part.
No Riz on her part. That's how it usually is.
I just existed and he was like, "Yep, that's the one." Yeah.
What you were saying about the Riz, like if you can lock them down, is so true. Because any guy will be down to like just go on a date. Just to fuck.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So it takes true, you know, it takes a lot for girls to practice that Riz skill. It takes time.
Yeah. But girls don't need Riz, though. I feel like.
I honestly don't really think I have Riz. I just like keep talking.
I actually have like a nerdy question for you, because I know you were like the co-founder of Fan House. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what made you like, what kind of inspired you to start that?
Oh, it was just based off my own experiences. Uh-huh. So I come from a really low income family, and since college I was providing for my parents because they're disabled and they don't work. So basically, yeah, I was just like hustling through college, like doing all these part-time jobs, work study. COVID hit my senior year and then we got sent home. So I lost like these in-person jobs, and I was like, I need to figure out how to make money like online right now. So I started like figuring out all these different ways to monetize online. And then through those experiences, I was like, I wish there was a platform that could like combine all these things that I'm already doing, right? Like, oh, like people have to Venmo me to DM me. They have to Venmo me to follow my like private alt. They have to Venmo me for my like close friend story. I was like, how can I put that in an app so that it's easier to make money? And then I met my co-founder who, is like a Stanford engineering grad. And then we built the platform together.
Wow.
That's super dope. That's super dope.
That's it for me.
That's pretty much it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to have you guys on.
Yeah, bro. Thank you. Like I said, this is our first time being on another podcast.
Yeah.
No, you guys are so cool and so transparent. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was so nice meeting you too. Thank you.
Yeah. Shout out Jimmy. Shout out Rosie. Yeah. Down Bad Show.
Shout out the 949 Podcast.
Shout out the 949 Podcast.
There we go.
Follow them.
Check them
out. Slide in Megan's DMs.
There you go. You're a car guy. If you are a makeshift fucking car dude. Yeah, slide in.
Bro, they actually gonna slide in.
Yeah. She will give you a date, maybe.
No.
Yeah. Depends on how shifty you are. Yeah.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.